Mick O'Connor is an interview training specialist, a career coach, writing CVs and cover letters as well. For Slinua Careers, based in Athlone in Ireland's Midlands in County Westmeath. And Mick, I want to talk to you about when people come to you for an interview training session. These people are in a difficult position. Perhaps they have their first job interview coming up. They have an interview for a job they really want to get coming up, perhaps. And people can be nervous, can put pressure on themselves. And I know that you put a lot of emphasis on the early part of the session to prepare them properly so that they get into the right mindset that will carry them from there on right through to the interview.
The concerns that people have, you know, when they come for interview, I'm acutely aware of them, because having gone through the process myself, you know, that I brought concerns, you know, into interviews as well in the past. But I think it's important, and the attitude that I take to it is that when I meet somebody, you know, that I put them at ease straight away, you know, and just try to get them relaxed, you know, about the, first of all, the environment that we're going to be talking in over a session, you know, so that they're going to feel comfortable, and then like the information like will flow quicker than they probably expected, and it will also help me then to formulate you know, the whole interview process, training process then that we can develop as the session goes on.
So what do you say to people specifically? For example, if somebody's already employed, do they need to be under as much pressure as they've sometimes put themselves at?
Well, if somebody's employed, I think they're coming, they have a good platform, because basically I always say that it's much easier if you're employed and you're going for promotion within the organization that you're working, or whether you're going for another job outside of that organization, you have the fallback position that you're not going to lose a job by not getting the interview if you're not successful in, because you have that job that you're in, you know, that you're currently employed in. Now, I don't, I try to get across them in a situation like that, that it's not a life or death situation. If you don't get the interview, like all your hopes and everything, you know, disappear. That's not the case, you know, that you're coming, you have a platform on which to build on. If you don't get the interview that you're going for, there's always the next time, and you still are in work.
Typically, what kind of concerns do people have? I mean, does it go back to their mode of delivery? Does it go back to their eye contact? What kind of things do people present with?
Well, the first thing that strikes me is that when I get the replies in from people, or the little bit of homework that they have to do before they come to see me, is that everybody, you know, without exception, they say that they get nervous, you know, going for interview. And I say to them when they come in to meet me, you know, that 99.99% of, you know, they will never have met me before, so therefore, like, the fact that they're coming to a virtual stranger to talk about their concerns, you know, should help them, you know, to overcome this problem of shyness. And and it seems to work, because like when I explain to them then that, you know, that I have their details there, the same as an interview board would have, you know, their history, their life history, their, if they have a CV submitted, I've gone through that, you know, so therefore, like, we are technically, you know, in a type of interview process, like, you know, even though it is interview training, because like they're talking to me about their concerns, what they're worried about, and we take it from there then.
And what is apparent from what you're saying is that people are nervous, yet when you remove some of the nervousness from it, they can communicate properly and effectively. So it's really about removing any barrier they put between themselves and the interview and getting into a more natural state for it, or trusting themselves.
Exactly, they have to trust themselves, because again, another point that has come up, that, you know, when you talk to people, and you know, they will tell you that the last interview they have done, like maybe in 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, but when you go through their career to date, then you will find that they have been in situations like which may not have been called interviews, but for all intents and purposes, like, you know, they had to go in, they either had to make presentations at work, they had to talk to their bosses to report to them, and these can be types of mini interviews in their own right. So therefore, people, you know, that say that they haven't had interview experience, you know, like, unknowns to themselves, you know, they've probably been in situations like, you know, which, you know, you could call an interview situation.
Okay, very good. Mick O'Connor from Slinua Careers in Athlone in County Westmeath, 09064 03003, to contact Mick, or email him at mick@slinuacareers.com. He writes CVs, cover letters, carries out mock interviews and interview training with people at all stages in their career. So do contact Mick if you feel he can help you to do a better interview, write a better CV, and ultimately get that job or college place. Thank you.